Governor Eric Holcomb passionately defended the accomplishments of his first 4 years in office this week as he prepares to be sworn in for his second term. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on his interview with the governor.
Many of Holcomb's critics on both sides of the aisle say the governor's first term lacked bold action. Holcomb vehemently disagreed with that charge.
I think people who say, you're not doing anything bold, I think that's really you're saying you're not doing anything that's controversial or selling in my neck of the woods.
Holcomb also rattled off a litany of accomplishments, from double tracking the South Shore Rail Line in Northwest Indiana to finishing I-69 in the coming years, from increasing education funding by a record amount in the last budget to likely increasing it in the new one amid a pandemic, and from unprecedented new private sector job commitments to record foreign investment in the state.
Those are bold achievements, quite frankly, that lead on to, I think, results for actual people.
Holcomb's inauguration will take place Monday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.